for, things that can make things easier, maybe ease people's minds?
Well, so the one thing I want to change in Wisconsin is to allow the voting of absentee and mail-in ballots before election night. It'll get much faster returns. When people aren't watching trucks roll in the Milwaukee into counting centers, they need to keep in mind they're arriving late because they had to wait till the polls close. That's just the fact. I'll tell you one of my favorite reforms around the country. In Nebraska, and it's the only state that does this, they actually subpoena election workers in the same way you get subpoenaed for jury duty. You have to show up for four elections. It could be a school board or it could be a presidential year. And what I like about it is if you've ever done jury duty, if your listeners have done jury duty, usually you walk away from that experience and go, boy, that, you know, the system works the way it should. And I think the idea of putting people in polling places who don't want to be there does two things. A, it educates people on what it's like to work in a polling center, in a counting center, and how well it works. So you build a little bit more trust in the system. And secondly, if you want to run a grand conspiracy election night, just try to do it when half of the people who are in the counting center don't even want to be there, because if they don't show up, they get elected, they get arrested, and they get fined. So I think that Nebraska model is a really interesting way to force more everyday citizens into the election system and to get more people understand how it works on a daily basis. And I think that sort of solves a lot of the issues, sort of one voter, one precinct, one election center at a time.
They're saying, experts are saying how much anxiety that Americans have right now with the election and all of the things like that. And, you know, it's just kind of a tough time. Hopefully that resides on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. We'll see, right?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, part of the problem is we're in a battleground state, right? If you know, you and I lived in Indiana or lived in Rhode Island, we wouldn't be seeing a fraction of these commercials. And so if you're in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, I mean, you're right at ground zero. And I find it absolutely overwhelming. I mean, every day I go to my mailbox, there's 12 pieces. Every day I turn on the TV, my wife's a big Jeopardy fan, and I walk through the living room. It seems like every commercial in Jeopardy now is an election ad for Trump or Harris or Baldwin or Hovde or whatever the case might be. I think everybody's just exhausted. And the other, you know, the other thing from a strategic perspective, I mean, if I get, you know, how many pieces of mail do I have to see before it no longer has any effect on me? How many political commercials do I have to see before they have no effect on me? I remember years ago, a friend of mine who was a movie reviewer at a TV station I worked for in Washington used to say, one guy slipping on a banana peel is funny, but 20 people slipping on banana peels is not 20 times funnier.
Yep.
And I think people are just overwhelmed and tired, and it's like, let's go get this done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. And the other thing, I was talking to somebody, a listener the other day, and they were saying, how come they don't limit when people can campaign? Like, do it October 1st through November 1st, and you're done. You know, I don't know if that would ever come to be or not.
Well, it's that awfully awkward thing, the First Amendment.
Right, right.
You really can't corral it. I mean, some other countries do it, like the U.K., I think, has a 60-day election window. I think Canada has a fixed amount, too. Yeah, and the problem now is, so when I first got elected back in the 90s, and I would start to do fundraisers. I'd do fundraisers the September after I got elected, and then sort of build up to the year when the election was itself, because it's a two-year cycle, right? I'm not kidding. So when the election ends on Tuesday, I'll get fundraising letters from people the following Monday.
Crazy.
Especially if you're a battleground state or a battleground district. It's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and it's not good for the system. But, you know, if you, for some reason, say we're only going to do it for 30 days or 60 days, or we cap the amount of money that's being spent, it's then always a disadvantage to the challenger, right? They don't have the name ID. People don't know what they do, what they stand for. And so it creates a set of different problems. And I would rather do whatever we can do to have as much competition as possible, as much as all of us find this absolutely, you know, makes you sick to your stomach by this point.
But you wonder how many people, how many voters out there are actually still on the fence, Scott?
More than you think.
Really?
If you look at polls, so what happens is that, you know, pollsters will say, okay, in the presidential election, who are you going to vote for? I'm undecided. Well, but if the election was held today, who would you vote for? Gun to your head. And so what pollsters will do is they start out with the first group of people who are firmly committed, and then you go to the second group that are sort of soft. And then there's a third group out there that are people who don't really pay much attention to the system. And I talked to a woman named Amy Waters, who runs the Cook Political Report, which is one of the best political reports in the country. And she said, you have to remember that a lot of voters are like I am with the NFL season. I know that it's going on. I grew up in Chicago, so I sort of watch the Bears games once in a while. My brother lives in Baltimore, so I cheer a little bit for the Ravens. But I don't watch what goes on in the off season. I don't know who gets drafted. I don't know who got cut. I don't know who got hurt. As it gets closer to the Super Bowl, I get a lot more focused. And so there's just a chunk of the American public, might be 10%, might be 12%, depending upon which study you look at, that just hasn't made up its mind and probably will not make up their mind till they walk out of their car across the parking lot and actually vote on Tuesday. And back to my original point about a lot of voters essentially say, well, here's why I'm leaning. I'm not committed yet. So there's another group. In fact, the Washington Post had a poll that was a great column yesterday that basically said it could be up to 25 to 30% of the electorate. If they haven't voted early, they probably were leaning towards somebody when they got asked a question by the pollster, but they're not firmly committed, and they could still change their mind and pivot.
Wow. Always good stuff. Always good to talk to you, Scott. Thanks so much for doing what you do, and we'll hope to have you on again sometime.
Absolutely, whenever you need it. Thanks for all your help, and everybody get out to vote tomorrow.
Yeah, that is former Congressman Scott Klug joining us here on WRCO's Morning Show.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the upper 60s, cloudy and warmer with scattered showers through the day. South winds 8 to 16. Overcast tonight and mild with periods of rain, a low of 55. Tuesday 64 with scattered showers. And for Wednesday 54, Thursday 56. And Friday another nice fall day, a high of 57. Right now, the winds are from the 5 to 8 mile per hour out of the northeast range. After just over 2 inches of rainfall yesterday, it looks like our temperature on the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge is 62 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
July, wishing we were rockets burst into the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind. As the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line,
nothing to write. Feeling near immortal every Friday night.
Lost in our convictions, lips stained with wine. As the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line.
And I have these pictures and I keep these photographs to remind me of a time.
Willie Nelson and Leanne Womack on WRCO Radio. Willie Nelson has had just such an incredible career. After releasing his 76th solo album and his 153rd overall, Willie Nelson hopes he's got a few more in him. He turned 91 earlier this year. He released his new album, Last Leaf on the Tree, over the weekend, his second album this year. Nelson says he has no reason to worry about dying because he doesn't feel bad and he doesn't hurt anywhere. He jokes he's in pretty good shape physically. Mentally, he says that's another story. He says he hopes his legacy is that he did what he came here to do, and that is make music. And that he has, that he continues to do. That's Making News today. Coming up, we'll talk to the Pizza Ranch.
Haven't I been your angel? Haven't I been your saint? Ooh, haven't I been your angel? Haven't I been your saint? Boy, I'm tired of trying to save you. Maybe Jesus can, but I can't.
instead of the brakes.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center, inviting you to come down this Sunday, November 10th from 12 to 2 for our Rockin' Reindeer Parking Lot Party. It's your opportunity to donate a new unwrapped toy for Smiles for a Child, see some live reindeer, meet Santa and Mrs. Claus, get some fresh cocoa and fresh kettle corn. This Sunday, 12 to 2 at Julie Karen State Farm. See you there.
Jess at the Pizza Ranch joins us on WRCO. Well, welcome back, Jess.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Your fan club here in Richland Center missed you, so you're...
Well, good. I know I know Jen held the fort down for me, but
she
I really
did.
Appreciate her. Work, but yes, I did miss being on the radio.
Well, we missed you too. You and I have been talking for a long time about the Pizza Ranch, haven't we?
Well, definitely. It doesn't feel like that long, but it's been that long.
Yes, it has. Well, I know there's always something to talk about too. We're getting into November a little deeper now, and boy, you know, you're looking at gift giving. Gift cards always a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, every holiday season at our Pizza Ranch, we do a gift card special. And this year, you know, we're doing something similar like what we did last year. But when you come in and you buy $50 worth of gift cards, you can get a $10 bounce back coupon to our Pizza Ranch. So that's a free $10 straight back to our Reedsburg Pizza Ranch for every $50 that you buy in gift cards. And then also, because of your $50 gift card purchase, we as Reedsburg Pizza Ranch will be donating a pizza pack to a family in need during the holiday season. So you're not only getting back a $10 coupon for next time, but you're also helping out a family in need during the holiday season. And the pizza pack is a large pizza with a cheesy ranch stick and a cactus bread. So we started doing that last year, and a lot of people really, really thought that that was a cool idea. And we all know that during the, you know, especially during when the school break is out for Christmas, you know, there's still parents working and kids at home. So we really try to help those families in need.
That's awesome. Veterans Day. I know you always want to salute veterans, too, don't you? And that's only a week away.
Yes, it is. It's coming up here quick. So Monday, November 11th. Veterans will eat for free at our Pizza Ranch. So all you have to do is come on in. You know, you can show a veteran's ID, a veteran's cappy, either way. Just let us know that you're a veteran, and you come in and you enjoy a free buffet on us. And we have the buffet going, of course, all day from 11 till 8 o'clock. And you know, we're just really happy. It's always a big event for us because we look forward to it's more than just a meal. You know, you see all the veterans together talking, and people will be sharing tables, you know, because normally we're pretty packed, and it's just a really neat event to be at and to say thank you to those who have served. So yeah, definitely mark your calendars. If you're a veteran, come on in Monday, November 11th for a free buffet.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that for veterans, too. What about your midday buffets? Are they now done now that November is here?
Yes, they are, you know, and we want to thank everybody, you know, and we want to tell our guests, too, that, hey, that midday buffet will be coming back. We are officially done with the midday $9.99 buffet as of October, but we've got a new value promotion that we're starting here. So currently, through the end of the year, Monday through Wednesday, kids will eat free for buffet. So instead of just Tuesdays where kids eat free, it will actually run Monday through Wednesday. So we know that there's a lot of events going on, you know, November and December, school events and Christmas parties and plays and stuff like that and concerts. And we know that we get a lot of families in at that time, but we just wanted to let you know that Monday through Wednesday, you could bring the kids in. And it is kids 10 and under, and then one child per paying adult will eat for free Monday through Wednesday. So we're really excited to run that promotion and get some great feedback on it.
Awesome. Good. Anything else you'd like to add today, Jess?
Well, just like to, I guess what be appreciative that I'm back. I'm excited. I've missed the radio, but also wanted to let folks know that our buffet runs all day from 11 till 8. And we're happy to see you come on in and enjoy a great meal. So come on in, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you.
And if someone asks for an autograph, you'll oblige too, won't you, or not?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I don't know if it's worth much, but I could give you one.
All right. Sounds good, Jess. Good to have you back, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a great one.
Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch here on WRCO.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
100.9 WRCO.
I feel tears welling up, going deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, but I may never stay. You might say that I was taking it home. Well, the race is on and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. So my heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. one day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. And now I live in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you're gone from me. Oh, there's aching and pain in my heart for the day. What's the one that I hate to say? Somebody new came up to win him. I came out in second place. Oh, well, the race is on.
Here's an 8-track flashback with Connie Smith on WRCO FM 100.9. We're looking at 67 for a high today. Well on our way right now with a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. We are at 62 degrees.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. Many people have a great fear of speaking in front of others. Whether it is a speech, lecture, demonstration, or presentation, the very thought of it gives some bleeding ulcers. Speaking in public is listed as the number two fear in America, behind snakes. What do you focus on when you have to face a public or unfamiliar audience and the butterflies have taken over your system? One speaker said that you focus on what you believe. Nothing is more powerful than conviction or more convincing than sincerity. Whether you are slick and polished is almost beside the point. People can see in your eyes and hear in your voice if you really believe what you're saying. It's not something you have to put on. Rather, it's something that pours out from your heart because you believe it. The next time you must share an idea or a plan, ask yourself, why do I believe in this? Let the answer to that question drive your presentation. Make sure you truly believe what you're about to say, and you'll find that the saying comes a whole lot easier. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them open? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin. To get to know a group of small-town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly, and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Erin Starks. I've been a proud Ithaca school mom for 5 years. As parents, we all want the best for our kids. And for our family, that means choosing Ithaca School to call home. We chose to open enroll because of the small class sizes and the strong, tight-knit community. From day one, we've felt the love and support from teachers, staff, and administration. Our kids are thriving, not just academically, but personally. The individual attention from teachers and staff who truly want the best for our children in all aspects of their development and well-being is priceless. We always feel heard, and the sense of community is something really special. Every teacher and administrator is there for our children and for us. We love being a part of Ithaca. They regularly go far above and beyond our expectations and are proactive in meeting our children's educational and emotional needs. This November, vote yes on the referendum and keep our school strong. Let's continue to give our kids the environment they deserve, a place where they're not just students, but part of a family. Vote yes for Ithaca. Our kids' future depends on it. She only dances
a cowboy song. Catching up with a couple of old pards here today on the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody. Having mentors and close friends, it's important in the music business. And for George Burge, Cole Swindell, he's been that person for him for many years.
He's become one of my super close friends and a bit of a mentor, too. He's just such a nice guy. He's a great songwriter. He's an unbelievable entertainer. And he was one of the first artists in town to, like, before I had anything going on, be a cheerleader and a champion for me. I'll never forget, you know, the first time he heard my song on the radio, he called me and he's like, "Hey, man, let's go play golf. I heard your song on the radio for the first time. We've got to celebrate." And to have a guy, like, care like that, it makes you want to root for him, and it makes me very thankful to call him a friend.
He recently wrapped up his run with Sam Hunt on the Locked Up Tour. He'll hit the road in 2025 with Dylan Scott and the Country Till I Die Tour. For George's full list of dates, georgeburge.com. With George, I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. We can all use help saving money. Let Pure American Insurance help shop all of your insurance needs, from auto, home, health, and life to motorcycles and boats. We find you the right coverage at the lowest rates. Pure American Insurance shops over 30 of the top insurance brands to get you the lowest rates. Visit pureamericaninsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I got a ladder. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to be lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like waiting, the ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her, one night with her would make anyone think. Can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords, then the truth might give me every chance. It's steel guitar, steel heart, if anything can. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing.
Subject of today's country music greats, George Burge. Here's Kenny Chesney on FM 100.9.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. And man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain. And I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And I rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. wish it wasn't over.
WRCO Radio will now conduct a test of the emergency alert system. Please note, this is only a test of the emergency alert system from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. Wednesday's auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back. but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Baldwin. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
100.9 WRCO.
Up all the lace and go in style. Late at night, a big old house gets lonely. I guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town.
You can't.
Stars up in the sky. Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws a shade and hangs her head to cry.
Track Flashback with the Eagles and Lion Eyes here on a Monday morning with WRCO FM in Richland Center. Here is Alan Jackson.
If money grew on hell,
such a luxury. Love was lovesick over me. That'd be all right. I could keep the wind in my sails, keep a hold of the tiger by the tail. I have a ham sandwich in my lunch pail. That'd be all right. Yeah, that'd be all right. That'd be all right. If everybody everywhere had a lighter load to bear and a little bigger piece of the pie, we'd be living us a pretty good life. That'd be all right. Hey, go heavy on the good and light on the bad. Shade less sad. Turn all the negative down just a tad. That'd be alright. If my dear old dog never got old, if the family farm never got sold, another bad joke never got told, that'd be alright. Yeah, that'd be alright.